They're listing in Texas, Florida, and on US 30, headed home from Valparaiso from the boys' game. Glad to hear the boys were big winners. 61-58, Jackson Gould with 24. Warsaw starts with possession and immediately scores. Jocelyn Bricker on a backdoor pass, lays it up and in. Joss with 17 points here, possession into the third. And Warsaw leads 60-3. Concord did not score till free throws with 1:45 left in the half. They still do not have a field goal. Warsaw in a zone defense. It's a 1-2-2 that was spread out. Now it's a little more compact. Cassie Cepeda sees that it's a zone and is going to change her play. Fish at the top of the circle. Now to the near side, Smith. Smith drives to the free throw line area and throws it back out for Emmerich, who has all three of the Minutemen's points. Now a bad pass thrown by Emmerich and out of bounds. Was thrown to Fish, who had been on the wing. Fish was trying to get open outside the lane area on the left. And so it goes off her hands and into the Concord bench. Zartman up the near sideline in the corner to Bergen, who bobbles it and picks it up. Zoe with that wrist heavily taped. Zartman deep right corner off a screen, didn't shoot. Bricker to Winchester, Rhonda Peterson in the corner to Bergen. Inside, ball tipped away and taken away. And Bricker is still down. I think she got the wind knocked out of her. Drive by Smith up the baseline, rimming no good. Zartman the rebound for Warsaw. Joss is fine. She's rejoined the play. Zartman in transition. Into the corner to Bergen. Bergen up the sidelines, back out to Zartman, now to Bricker. Bricker drives the left elbow, out to Peterson, now to Winchester. Winchester with a ball fake right, throws it left for Abby Peterson. Now to Bricker, left wing. Skip pass across to Zartman. She'll shoot for three and hits a three. 20 points for Zartman. She's got 4 3-pointers. That's half of what she needed to get to the all-time record of Kelsey Freds, who had 60 in a season. Zartman now with 56. Smith in the deep left corner. There was a bout top for Casey. Casey drives in, got inside, missed the shot, got her own rebound, put it back up, and got fouled. Free throws coming up here for Concord. Winchester gets the foul. That's your first. Again, Zartman came in needing 8 3-pointers to tie the school record for 3-pointers in a season. That record is 60, held by Kelsey Freds back in 2010. Free throw by Casey is no good. Concord is the team free throw shooting 53%. Alexis Neely, Ava Egoff into the game, Bricker and Bergen to the bench. 5:22 left, third quarter. They stopped the clock for free throws, so it stopped momentarily. Second one up, that one's good. Casey's first point makes it 63-4, Warsaw. You heard me right, 63-4. Winchester, backdoor cut, Egoff. All the way through the lane, back to Zartman, passed up a three look. Down in baseline, oh, Egoff was behind everybody. Peterson found her for two more. Ava's got 12 points. That is a new season high. 65-4, Lady Tigers. Matter of fact, she's a point shy of her career high. Zilm between the circles. Hands back to Emmerich on the weave. Drives into a double team. Peterson stole that. Peterson will hit the brakes and let everybody catch up. Zartman right wing. Out of the baseline for Egoff. Up to the corner for Zartman, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Zilm. Zambrano and Villema in. Peterson and Zartman out with 4:28 in the clock running. Warsaw was ahead 54-0 before Concord scored with 1:45 left in the half. The Minutemen still don't have a field goal. Warsaw leads 65-4. Winchester down the lane, got away with big-time travel. No whistle. Missed the shot anyway. Fish has the rebound for Concord. Emmerich hands back to Smith on the weave, but Zambrano is right there to defend. Now to Emmerich. Halfway through quarter three, Warsaw has been in control of the game, really, literally since the first minute. Smith in the corner, touchpads inside. Winchester tipped it away. It's taken away by Egoff. Ava up the near side of the center line. Hands off to Vilma. To Neely, to the elbow Winchester. To Vilma, around to Zambrano. They'll swing it back around to Brooke. Vilma shakes free, shoots from the elbow, and missed it. And the rebound is saved in by Zilm for Concord. In transition, Emmerich has no numbers. Across the line, near side Smith. Smith back across for Emmerich. Shoots for three, no good. Rebound high in the air, grabbed by Fish for Concord. Out to Smith. Right side, Emmerich. Down to the baseline, Zilm on the right side. Then back up the right sideline to Emmerich. 3 minutes to go in the third. Warsaw leads 65-4 at Concord. Right side, Emmerich. Back out to Smith. Back to Emmerich. Back to Smith as they play catch on the right side of the court. Then they'll whip it across to Fish on the left. Fish brings it to the middle. Into the right corner for Emmerich. Back out to Smith. Smith takes a look. Dribbling right. Then back to the middle of the court. Now throws it back to the right to Emmerich on the wing. Slipped it inside. Zilm shoots in the lane and scores. Camryna Zilm with Concord's first field goal of the game with 2:28 left to play in the third, and there's a turnover by the Lady Tigers. In transition, Emmerich into the corner, tipped by Egoff, and out of bounds. Stilley and Raglan in for Concord. Kyra Kaiser into the game for the Lady Tigers. Winchester to the bench. 65-6, Lady Tigers. 2 minutes to go in the third. We're under a running clock. We knew we would be under a running clock in the second half, and we were still in the first quarter. Right side, Stilley, pressured there by Zambrano. Hands back to Zilm. She'll cut in the lane and shoot and miss. Rebound hit a couple of Lady Tiger hands and went out of bounds. Concord maintains possession. Warsaw with a school record 37 points in the first quarter. Fish to throw it in. Into the deep right corner for Zilly. Or Stilley, I should say. Shot down to the baseline is good. Hayden Casey with a basket. She's got 3 points. 65-8. That record will not be broken tonight. Points allowed by the Lady Tigers. Left side, three by Neely. Yes. Isn't it amazing how that kid's found her shot here since the Christmas break? She's got 10 points. She's in double figures for the fourth time in the last six games. 68-8. Stilley to Zilm. Inside, good catch inside by Casey. She'll force it up and in. Hayden Casey for two, 68-10. Down court, Zambrano, and Zambrano traveled. Viv caught the ball, still was kind of running backwards a little bit. And so when she took that step, she kind of caught her heel on the floor here at McEwen Gymnasium. And that created a traveling violation. 13 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. Zilm on the handoff, dribbles left, threw it off the back of Neely. Zilm picks it back up. 6 seconds left. Fish to the foul line. Far side, Stilley. Stilley with 2 seconds with one. Gets it off the buzzer. It does not go. After three, Warsaw 68, Concord 10. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw. End of three here at McEwen. Warsaw on their way to a outright conference championship, leading Concord 68-10. Warsaw 27 of 35 from the field. That's 77%. 8 of 12 from three-point range. 6 of 8 at the free throw line. Concord with 3 field goals that quarter. Now 3 out of 19. 0 of 5 from the arc. 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Turnovers, Warsaw 5, Concord 23. And Warsaw goes for the 4-game sweep tonight in basketball. The JV and varsity boys both winning. Earlier, boys in both games really went right down to the last possession. Out top, Stilley for three, way short. Rebound to Warsaw. We've got some new kids out there for the Lady Tigers. Kyra Kaiser on the right baseline dribbles in across to Braylee Chastain, now out to Vilma. Allison Sloan also in the game with Zambrano. Now to the right sideline, Chastain picks up her dribble, throws it out to Villam in the center circle. She's pressured there by Hallie Ganger, who's into the game. At the foul line, Kaiser, surrounded by white shirts, trying to yank it out of there, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called against Concord. It's only the third team foul. Clock running, 7 minutes left. Warsaw 68, Concord 10. Vilma lobs it out top. It's tipped into the backcourt. Zambrano will go back to get it. She knows that she'll have an opportunity to grab it and bring it into the front court, and she does just that. Fakes the handoff all the way into the basket, and then her pass is tipped off the sidelines and out of bounds. Warsaw with Zartman with 20, Bricker 17, Neely 10, Egoff 12. It's going to be fascinating to see where the bench points end up for the Lady Tigers. Out top for Kaiser. Kaiser picks up her dribble, hands back to Zambrano. Warsaw will win their 16th. Down to the baseline, Sloan, inside Kaiser, back out to Zambrano. She'll drive the lane and put it up and miss it, and we'll have a held ball. And the arrow belongs to Warsaw. Stay tuned after the game, final scoring, final stats. A conversation with our good friend and Northern Lakes Conference Coach of the Year, Lenny Krebs. And on the inbounds, they lob it out top. Zambrano, pressure, gets it to Kelsey Wren, who's into the game for Warsaw. Zambrano holding. Left side to Wren. She's open. She shoots and missed it. Rebound. She got her own. Throws it back out to Chastain. Chastain down to the baseline for Sloan. Back out to the sideline, Chastain. She got tied up. We'll have a held ball. And this time the arrow belongs to Concord. Wren, one of two Lady Tigers to score 11 in the JV game. Sammy Rastrelli was the other. It's Warsaw won 46-18. 5 minutes left to play in the game. Emmerich on the weave, hands off to Ganger. Now to Stilley. Down the lane comes Zilm. She lost the handle, and the official underneath the basket says she had a little bit of help. Chastain's going to get that foul. That'll be Braley's first. And they'll lob it out to Casey on the inbounds. In the corner, Emmerich with a head fake and a drive from the left. Throws up a shot that wouldn't go, but there's a whistle. And a foul called against Warsaw again. Kelsey Wren gets that one. And that'll be her first. Clock stops while they shoot free throws with 4:36 left to play in the game. Warsaw leading at the moment by 58-57. It's the first one by Emmerich is up and in. Considering she's only a 50% free throw shooter, she's made 4 out of 5. And she's got one more coming. And that one's up and it's a little short. Now the rebound is grabbed by the Lady Tigers. Allison Sloan outlets to Chastain. 4.5 minutes left to play in the game. Wren out of the left wing, held ball as she got tied up by Zilm. And Warsaw's got the possession arrow. Wren to throw it in. Foul line extended other side of the court at the near end as we broadcast from the southeast corner deck level of McEwen Gymnasium, which hasn't seen too many nights quite like this one. Sloan, and the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Hayden Casey. 4 minutes left to play in the game. It literally has been the Lady Tigers game since the opening tip-off. Right corner, Zambrano. Viv up the baseline, cut off, threw it in the lane, and taken away. Ganger the steal. Ganger's fouled from behind by Zambrano. I think Viv had a little more time than what she realized. Free throw's coming up. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Out of bounds. Emmerich into the corner for Casey. Out to the wing for Zilm. Skip pass across Emmerich. Right corner, 3. No good. Long rebound grab by Chastain for the Lady Tigers. Chastain across the line, 3:08 left. Ren left corner, open and shooting for three, no good. Rebound grabbed by Zilm for Concord. 3 minutes to go. Warsaw will claim the Northern Lakes Conference Championship outright for the second year in a row, the 18th time they have been conference champions. It'll be the 13th time that they have won that championship without a loss. Sloan with a foul for Warsaw, her first. And team not near the bonus. Emmerich drives right against Kaiser, dumps it into the corner for Ganger. Ganger to the elbow, down to the top of the circle. Three on the way by Stilley is good. That's her 14th three-pointer of the season. Timeout taken here by the Minutemen. They ask for a 30-second timeout. They don't have one. 2:09 left to go. Fourth quarter. Warsaw 68. Concord 14. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Well, just got word it won't be a clean sweep in basketball because the freshmen lost to Valparaiso 33-15 in Valpo. So 2 out of 3 for the boys. Queen sweep here at Concord for the girls. 2 minutes left. Zambrano, right wing. Concord's tried to fight back a little bit here in the second half after being held to just 3 points in the first half and nothing until 1:45 of the second. Warsaw with a school record 37 points in the first quarter. Ren in the center circle, 1:40 to go. Dribbling back and forth, Zambrano left wing. Pressure along the sidelines, gets it out of there to Chastain. Now to Ren. Kaiser. Back to Wren, open and shooting, and hit it. A three-pointer for Kelsey Wren, her third for the varsity this season, and it's 71-14 Lady Tigers. Emmerich hands back to Stilley. She shoots another three. That one's off the back of the rim, no good. Kaiser's got the rebound for Warsaw with 1:06 left. Wren, long pass down court, Zambrano. In for the left, shot off the bottom of the backboard, no good. Rebound, Sloan back up, no good. Rebound grabbed by Casey for Concord. In transition goes Ganger the other way. Sees some space, drives in and scores. Ganger with her first two, 71-16. Wren across the line. Oop, flipped it back to Sloan, who wasn't looking. Allison was able to control it, gets it to Wren, 35 seconds left. Sloan at the elbow, across the far side to Wren. Wren back out to Chastain, Kaiser, Zambrano. Warsaw not interested in shooting the basketball. Concord's coach saying, hey, they saw the ball, go ahead and play him. Chastain in the center circle, 13 seconds. Warsaw's Lady Tigers, for the 18th time all time, the 13th time unanimously, Northern Lakes Conference champions with authority. Warsaw 71 and Concord 16. And the Lady Tigers come pouring off the bench, hugs and high fives all around. Despite the fact their score is wide, the celebration is pure and genuine. 71-16. Warsaw wins the Northern Lakes Conference Championship. We're back to recap it after these messages on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw wins tonight at Concord 71-16 to take home the Northern Lakes Conference Championship outright. Lenny Krebs is here. I'm guessing that you feel a little bit better than you did before the game started.
You know, anytime you play a conference game on the road, you have a tendency for those nerves to go up. But they make you look really good when they come out and hit shots. They can make anybody look good. We come out and we hit shots. We just fed off that energy. And, you know, that's what we're capable of doing. We're capable of putting a lot of points on the board very quickly. Just an all-around team effort. A JV game didn't start the way we wanted it to. And, you know, that was my conversation to them. We can't go out and do this. And you know what? Credit goes to those girls. They took care of business today.
This is just a group that wants you to roll the ball out and just go. And Everything that happened on Wednesday was so far down the river, they didn't care anything about it. They wanted to play this game, and they did.
They have a very short memory. That includes their missed shots. They seem to have a very short memory. They probably can't remember if they made or missed their last shot. If they're open, they're going to shoot it again. They have a short memory from game to game. And, you know, that's what makes this group so fun. They're competitors. They fight. You know, they're going to come out and find a way to compete. Just proud of the effort from everybody on the JV through the coaching staff, all the assistant coaches, all the managers. Just an all-around team effort to get back to where we are.
You and I talked to the pregame show about the one thing that's different between this championship and last year's championship. And you go back to 03 and 04, and you go back to the four in a row from 87 to 91, the five in a row from 87 to 91. And the one thing that's different is in those years, you had Liza and Dana. You had Jacqueline and Michelle. This is a completely revamped team. Abby Peterson's the only common thread between last year and this year. Everybody else is new, and to come back and do this again with this group is something amazing.
You know, everybody's new in a sense of Abby and Brooke played some minutes last year. Zoe and Ava played some minutes, but a completely new group, new roles, new offensive, defensive schemes. Everything was new. And, you know, that goes, once again, the credit goes to those kids. They have bought into what we want to do. And, you know, you see the pace right there that we want to play. It's a very difficult pace. And when they start hitting shots, you know, I'm proud of these kids. I told them we need to make sure we enjoy this. I know we still have season left. I know we still have sectional left. We're not finished. But you have to be able to celebrate something like this. And the fact that we've gone 14-0 in conference over the last 2 years, that's a testament to these kids and how hard they work. Nice to know that next year NLC Championship goes to Warsaw again.
We talk all the time about making the other team feel like they're driving a snowstorm. Tonight was a snowy globe, and your girls just kept shaking it.
You know, it was – I found myself just standing there watching and enjoying the game as if I was a fan at times, because they're just so fun to watch. They've got so much competitive desire, so much drive in them. And, you know, when they start feeding off each other's confidence and everybody starts hitting shots, it's a fun group. Difficult to defend. You know, I saw Elkhart setting up there. I hope Elkhart, I hope Brooke Cody experiences those Lenny Krebs moments where he doesn't sleep for a while. But you know what? Just a fun group. They're just a true joy to coach.
Well, it's been a fun team to watch. And again, 16 wins for this group and still two regular season games to play. And there's no way any of us could have ever imagined that this team would be sitting here where they're at.
You know, looking at our schedule, I'm still going back to our conversation at the end of last year, softening the schedule up or not. And we toughened the schedule up. We picked up Ben Davis. We picked up Westfield. We picked up South Bend, Washington. We picked up Huntington North. If I'm realistic, I'm thinking if this group goes 500, if they win 12 games, we're in great shape. The fact that they're setting 16-5, win the conference outright, that speaks volumes to how hard these kids have worked. Just love this group to death. They're a competitive group, yet at the same time, they've got some of the softest hearts you've ever seen. Just amazing kids, proud of them. They've earned this.
They scored 71 points, Coach, and yet we saw throughout the last three quarters of the game girls giving up wide open shots to pass them to other people, and that does my heart good.
You know, we replayed. You look at 71 points, and we were completely unselfish tonight. There wasn't a single – I can't recall a single selfish shot during the course of the game. We were looking for each other, looking for that – passing up the good shot to get the great win, and that's what makes this team so fun. When they start clicking like that, just a lot of fun to coach, a lot of fun to watch. Like I said, we're going to go celebrate this and enjoy it.
Go do that, and we'll see you Tuesday.
Yep, thank you.
Lenny Krebs of the Warsaw Lady Tigers, Northern Lakes Conference champions in 2023. Warsaw winning here at Concord tonight, 71-16. Postgame coverage continues after these messages on News Now Warsaw. Time for the final stats, brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. Securities offered by LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw for the game, 28 of 41 for the field. That's 68%. 9 of 15 for three-point range, 6 of 8 at the free throw line. Concord, 5 of 24 from the field. That is 21%. 1 of 9 from the arc, 5 of 8 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 22 to 12. Warsaw with 6 turnovers and Concord with 24. And the final score, Warsaw 71, Concord 16. The Lady Tigers are conference champs in 2023. We'll wrap up next on News Now Warsaw. Well, there was a reason why we did this game and not the boys' game, although I think we would have been highly entertained by the boys' games if we had gone there too. Warsaw wins here tonight, 71-16 over Concord, setting a school record with 37 points in the first quarter. They were up 37-0 at one point with under 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. They were up 54-0. Concord finally scored with 1:45 left to go in the half. The Lady Tigers, conference champs for the 13th time without a loss, for the 18th time overall. The sound that you hear in the background is not my helicopter warming up to go home. They've turned on the blowers here. The crew that cleans up after games is doing their thing. So don't worry, everything here is fine. Thanks to people here at Concord, Dave Preheim, all his people, they take great care of us. They did here again tonight. Thanks to Steve back at the station. For Steve, I'm Roger Grossman. Again, the final score, Warsaw 71, Concord 16. The Warsaw Lady Tigers are Northern Lakes Conference champions. Good night, everyone.